This is a podcast of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7 at Chukamauama Community Radio. Radio EMFM broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find our program guide on our website, www.radioemfm.org.au, along with details of other podcasts, information about the station and presenters, and a membership form should you wish to support us by becoming a member. You can also find Radio EMFM 104.7 on Facebook. We hope that you will enjoy this podcast.
Right, Judy, you're here with me, so good morning again.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
And we're going to have a bit of a chat about the Rochi mural that are going on at the moment. Going good so far, is it?
It is. It's going very well. We've had beautiful weather. We've swapped out to a little bit later in the year so that we don't have the really extreme heat that we've had in previous years. Right. So apart from being a bit chilly in the mornings, it's the sun's come out and it's been fantastic.
It is, and a beautiful day today, to have it.
Yes.
Oh, word it is, yeah. Now, you've been on the committee for how many years you've been on this committee?
Val Gledhill and I are the inaugural committee members. We started about 2013-14, and the Mural Festival came about as a result of the 2011 flood that happened in Rochester, and we got some funding from the government to get some ideas about what we could do to increase tourism and business in the town. Mm-hmm. We were able to engage a project manager called Graham Robinson from Bendigo, and he went down to Sheffield in Tasmania and came back with the idea of buying the rights from Sheffield for the Mural Festival. So we did that, and that gave us all the specifications for the boards that the artists paint on, and we constructed those boards, and we've continued to make more down in the park to put the winning murals on. So not only the competing eight artists' work is on display, it's also previous winners.
And where do all your artists come from, come and do this?
Well, we've had artists as far away as Canada.
Wow.
This year we've got Marco Panacchia. He's from Italy. He lives in Melbourne. And we've also got a lovely Spanish girl, Anna. She comes from Basque region in Spain, but she currently living in Melbourne as well. We've got Gren Freeman from Tasmania. We've got Helen English from New Zealand. We've got Steve Monk from Bendigo, and he's painting with his wife this year.
Yep.
And we've also got Marianne Jenkins from Echuca, so she's a local lady, and Chris Duffy from Bendigo, and he has competed before. Several of them have.
Now, you know them all personally by the sounds of it. How many was there? I didn't catch
There's eight. This year we had 14 entries again.
Yep.
And people compete by doing a mini mural of what they're going to do.
So you have a selection committee.
We have a selection committee, and we have to cull them down to eight competitors.
Yeah, right.
And we pay each artist who's a finalist $1,000.
Yep.
And we have prize money of $5,000, first prize.
Oh, okay.
$1,000 for the highly commended.
Yep.
And we have a people's choice of $500, which is sponsored by Ray White this year. So
Ray White, okay.
Yes.
Very
good.
Now, this year the theme is I Have a Dream.
Yes.
Now, how do you come up with the theme?
With great difficulty.
That's why I asked the question.
The last theme we had was the best one ever, which was Paint Me a Song. And that we've got to find a theme that's broad enough that the artists can all interpret it in their own way.
Yep.
And so it is difficult, and we do have a visitor's book here with suggestions for the next theme. If the public have any ideas, we'd love to get them, because that's always one of the most difficult things
to find, the theme. So how much time do you have to put in, you know, being on the committee?
It's sort of a year-round thing that we're always doing something, and Wayne Park, the head of our committee, is fantastic with doing, putting murals around the town, constructing things, pulling things down and painting and doing a lot of that groundwork. So we're always thinking, you know, we probably have about 3 months off where we're not thinking about the Mural Festival, but for the rest of the time there's always something going on.
Yeah. And, how many people are on your committee?
There's probably about half a dozen ones that are really hands-on on the committee.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of volunteers that help out.
As in doing what?
People like Murray Phipps, who's down here every morning at the break of dawn and here till the artists want to go home at night.
Yep.
And just the general community, we have a lot of support from people in the community. Of course, we couldn't run it last year because of the flood, because people were displaced they weren't in their homes, so we didn't have the volunteers to help us. But, there's a core amount of people that just do. Liz Della does our advertising.
Does your husband do much?
Peter, he does things when I poke him with a stick. He's okay. He's useful.
At times, yeah.
Can I mention that we have, as the opening, one of the big things that we do, we have an opening night where the artists reveal their murals to the public. And it's a dinner at the tennis pavilion area.
Yep.
And it's catered by the Harvest Taste Company from Michelle Acox runs that, and that's a fantastic. I'd like to give them a plug.
Where are they situated?
She is a local, out just dairy farmer, just out the road.
So she's local.
Yeah, local but fantastic caterer. So if anyone's wanting to use her, I can highly recommend
her. How do you get in touch with them? Just give her a call.
She's on. Just look on the internet. You'll find the Harvest Taste Company.
Oh, okay.
So we had 75 people at our opening night dinner this year. We've had up to 90.
Yep.
But a few people are still not back in their homes in town. So, but 75 was a very comfortable amount. We had a great night, and the artists speak about their murals, and so the little mini mural they do is on display every day down in the park, and people can see what the transition from day one through to the seventh day that they paint. Today is their last day of painting. It finishes at 6 o'clock tonight, brushes down.
So they've got a cut-off time.
Yeah, they definitely have a cut-off time, so if they're not finished, that's it.
That's it.
They have to put their brushes down at 6 o'clock, and then we're going for a meal at the wine tavern, so it's a wine down, bit of a celebration. And we've had lovely artists this year; they've all been so lovely, and it's been great.
Well, you know, it says here the theme is "I Have a Dream," but why did you pick on that one?
It's just trying to find a theme that is broad enough that people can interpret it in their own way.
Yep.
If you say, you know, something like people have suggested, the history of Rochester, well, not every artist knows Rochester intimately, and would we get all the same paintings? We want a diverse range, and this year we've got a very diverse range from The Drover's Dream through to a sort of an abstract painting by Anna, and lots of different very colourful ones to come and have a look at.
Yep. They must know you're on air, the fire people.
Oh, yeah. They've been busy lately.
Everybody out. Yeah. Sorry about that in the background, guys, but that's what happens when you have an OB. Always get something to interrupt you. Now, you said you've got committee members. Are you looking for any new committee members to come on board?
We are. We've had a discussion, and we're all getting very old. We're getting a little bit worn out.
Yes.
And next year we've made a commitment that we will definitely be doing it for the 10th year.
10th year,
10th, yep. 10th, it's the 11th year, but our 10th mural festival next year. So we'll put in a big effort for that. And then we would hope that some younger people, if they want this to continue in town, would step up.
Yep.
Because we probably need to step back.
Yeah, I
agree.
We're
getting a bit ancient.
Yes, you know, it comes to the end.
I think we've done a good job for 10 years. We've got it up and running, and we've made the town an identity that you can come here to look at the murals and you can look at the silo art.
Yes.
There's a beautiful new park in the town. Mm. Hopefully we'll get a new pool soon.
Yes.
And it'll be a great, great little town again.
That'd be good. Now, when you've got these murals up here, how long do they stay there for?
The competing ones this year stay here for a year, and they are all for sale except for the winning one, which is an acquisition. And we put the winning ones down in the south end of the park.
Right.
So you'll see quite a few down there that you can have a wander along.
Okay, I was just wondering where they all were, the ones that were here before.
And then the excess that we have, we've been placing them, Peter and Wayne have been placing them around the town.
Okay.
And so we're decorating our town a little bit so it's more appealing.
Yep. Very good. Because, Rochie's a nice little town. I went to school here years ago with your husband, actually.
Oh, right.
And we know the Ittles, the Ittles Lane.
Ittles Lane's a great attraction for Ronnie the town Ittles, too.
Yeah. Mm. And you've got a great golf club, and you've got a great bowls committee, and you've got a great footy club here in Rochie. So it's a great little town.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for coming along to have a chat to us, Jude. And if you want any more things to say, just
tomorrow at 11 o'clock, the judges, we have two independent judges coming to announce the winner and the runner-up, and we're going to have the Lions Club doing a barbecue, and we've got a coffee van. Also, over in the courthouse, there's Devonshire Teas all day today and in the morning through the Rotary Club, and there's Creative Seeds art exhibition on in there, and the little Rotary Boards, which is a local art competition that we try to get the schools and well, anyone can. There's an open section as well. And that's really nice to go and have a look at in the courthouse as well.
Yeah. I've just got to mention the museum.
Yes, Sports Museum. Yes, across the road.
When that was being established, I had a bit of an interview with Bobby Knight. You know Bobby Knight?
I know Bobby very well.
Bobby and Marg. Mm. And he came into the studio. Well, it was the funniest interviews I've ever had.
Oh, really?
G'day, Bobby. G'day, Marg. Yes, he's a great guy.
Yes, Bobby. Yes, he's done a lot for the town over the years.
He's certainly a knight. He was a well named. Mm. Yeah. All right, Jude.
Okay, thanks very much, Jimbo.
Yeah,
thank you.
Terrific little chat to you. Thanks very much. I enjoyed that a lot.
The podcast you have just heard was of an interview originally broadcast on Radio EMFM 104.7, Echukamoama Community Radio. We hope you enjoyed listening to it. Remember that you can listen to Radio EMFM anywhere in the world, either via our website www.radioemfm.org.au or via the Community Plus Radio app, which is free to download to your Apple or Android device from your Game or Play Store.